Yo. Can you hear me? You listening to
Hashtag WAW. What a week.
Ata, welcome to another episode of Wow, What a Week. Incredible guest. She is your... Her name says everything about who she is. She is beautiful. Her voice is beautiful. Her aura, her persona. She is beauty on legs. And she's all about nature and being natural. She's so down to earth. I'd almost call her soil. Coming up next.
This is
Wow!
What a week.
What a week.
Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Getting straight into our chitty chat, our catch up with an incredible woman. She is a daughter of the soil. She's amazing. She is beautiful. She is natural. Buhle Bendalo is in the building. Hello, Wena. How are you doing? You're looking amazing. The way you're glowing, I'd almost say, are you not expecting another one?
I might expect another album.
Are you pregnant with music?
Yes. Because humans are expensive, guys.
Those little people are a lot.
One is enough.
Are you done?
I am, thanks.
How about you? You're fine, you're thanks.
I am fine, I'm thanks.
How are you, though?
You know, when I take this question very serious.
Yeah.
Because I always inquire from my tribe, my people, how are you? Don't want kitengu kai.
It's not like wallpaper.
Yeah.
I ask because I want to know.
I am alive, I would fresh.
Yeah.
I am gathered. I think gathered is the perfect word because it has been a wobbly week. Wow, what a wobbly week. That should be the name of the show.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I've been gathered. How are you?
We often ask the question to people, are you happy? And I always prefer asking the question, are you at peace? Because you can be happy and have everything, but have zero peace.
Mm-hmm.
And now for me, peace is everything.
And sometimes happiness is faked.
Exactly.
You know, just to get by.
But you can't fake peace.
No. I am at peace. I have consciously chosen people who are good for my peace. You know, so I think I would say yes, I'm at peace. It's been a tough week, but... Yeah.
Am I allowed to ask what made this week tough?
Can we just ask what made this year tough?
Okay, let's start with the week and then we'll expand for 20 marks.
First of all, motherhood. And
what's happening or not happening that made this week
everything
tough for
you? Everything is happening at the same time. Being a parent... it's just another trip, you know. And now I'm a parent to a whole teenager where things are changing and I must understand the flow, the new flow now.
Yes.
And high school also, you know. I focus on a lot on high school. I'm now an independent artist as well. Every week has to be meaningful.
Sure.
If you're not on stage, do admin.
Sure.
If you're not doing admin... go knock at some doors. You know what I mean? So I think every week now is packed and I'm not just relaxed and waiting to be called to say, hey, there's a possibility. I have to go fetch it myself.
Absolutely.
So I think that's how this year, this week has been.
You know, my argument to a lot of artists, whether independent or not, is don't wait to be independent and almost on your own to want to do things towards your career. Ideally, I believe we should all be doing something every single day towards our ultimate goal. Whatever that looks like, whether it's reading one page of a book, whether it's asking someone a question that you've always wanted to know about the career you're in. But there's always something you can do every single day of your life. But often we get lazy. Because we're not disciplined.
Yes. Mm. And we get comfortable and feeling like someone has to do it.
Or the machine is making itself
move. Yes, someone. I think what I mistakenly did, but yeah, it's also a lesson, you
sure
know. I got too relaxed to say, nothing, you know. And I didn't realize how much of me I still wanted to find out and how much of the business I still wanted to find out. And I think being independent has put me into that space. Mm. And it's easy to say what you just said, Wena Butato, but implementing it, we're talking about TikTokers just off screen right now to say, if they see that they're trending for that kind of, like, that period, they know that they made it already.
Mm.
And now things have to happen on their own.
Sure.
But it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Without intentional effort and doing things towards that goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God will fold his hands like, oh, okay, you prayed and did nothing. Now I'll do nothing.
Yeah. Here it is.
Yeah.
Your prayer has been answered.
Yeah.
What are you doing to cultivate it? And
absolutely
then you're like, doo-doo-doo. Mm. You know.
Mm. You asked how I am.
Yes, please.
I'm tired. I'm tired because I haven't had decent sleep in about 3 months. Mm. But I'm also discovering the joys of parenting, or the side of parenting that I never really got to experience because I had someone helping me parent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're co-parenting versus when you're a solo parent.
Yeah.
It's like two totally different kettle of fish.
Do you feel like your children are also parenting you?
I realized long ago that generally kids are stronger than we are.
Mm-hmm.
That they can actually handle way more than we can.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've been in work mode, get shit done mode, make sure the kids are okay mode, make sure there's food on the table mode, I haven't had time to actually sit with me.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I get.
But it's also fulfilling to get up in the morning and know that you're going to do something towards the little people you dragged into this world. They didn't ask to be dragged into this world.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, when you count what you've done and you're like, yeah, man.
And I think as creatives, that's what keeps us alive, you know, because when we sit in our pain, in our grief, and we feel stagnant and we feel useless, and that makes us even more depressed.
Mm.
But the beauty and the blessing of having a child, they are then there to remind you again to take a break.
Sure.
They even say it, because these Gen Zs, they say whatever they want to say.
Mm.
Like, Mom, when are you relaxing? Like, when are you taking a break, girl? Girl, okay, girl, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think they are there for a reason. And I pray you offer yourself time to rest.
Mm.
Abutato.
I will do that in January.
And you promise me? I don't want to see a geek guide.
I promise you the first week of January, I'll be gone.
Just the first week?
I'll be on an island somewhere the first week of Jan.
Relaxing and not planning to.
But also, when you are on holiday with children, are you really on holiday? Are you really on holiday?
No.
Or do you need a week off after the holiday to take a holiday from the kids?
Because after that is school also.
After that is school. And school fees. And
you
uniform.
Know what I do for myself?
Mm.
So my birthday is in February. Right?
Sure. Noted. Hint noted.
Thank you. Hint, 6th February.
Okay.
So between the 6th of Jan and 6th of February, I go on something I tagged as human diet.
Sure.
People diet.
Mm.
I don't want to be anywhere near people.
Mm.
The only people I can tolerate are the ones that are here. If I had a choice, I would also take them away and send them to wherever and just be by myself.
A people detox.
Yes. I go on a detox for a month so that I gear myself and get ready for the year ahead.
Mm.
I think that's the only break that matters to me.
Sure.
More than my vacation and whatever,
it makes
because
sense.
There's never a break there.
Yeah.
So I think that for me has... I started it when I turned 30.
Mm.
That was like 6 years ago. And I think it has been working for me so that I'm fully charged.
Absolutely.
For the year, because obviously there'll be those 2-3 ones as well.
The reason I fully appreciate why you'd go on a people detox is because a lot of us, I think, take for granted how much energy every single person you interact with mm-hmm. bring into your space.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is not even negative, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is intentionally dark energy towards you.
Mm.
And we take all of that for granted.
Yeah. Someone said something online, I can't remember who it was. It's important to just take that diet.
Yeah.
Don't, the social media things that you watch, just deprive yourself of them for a while and see how your body will react to them.
Yeah.
You know, your body will tell you, you haven't smoked in a week.
Yeah.
You're breathing fresher.
Maybe
you know?
let's take a walk now.
Yes. Mm. Oh, wow, I want to run this morning.
Yeah.
You know, your mind and your body just collide so beautifully. It's and humans carry the most dark image.
Mm-hmm.
It's because of what we attract also and what we open ourselves to. And I was telling my partner the other day, I'm like, I don't want to hug people anymore. And I'm such a hugger. I love hugging. But I feel like it's a lot.
Yeah.
Because now I hug and I hug and I hug. And all of a sudden during the day, I feel tired and ask myself, why am I tired? You hug the whole country. And some people actually come to you to relieve their stress and then they leave it on you.
It's good.
It's a lot. It's a lot I got.
So what does one do then? So for instance, with me, I give legendary hugs. I know people
who... legendary hugs?
Legendary hug is a hug that you will not forget.
Okay.
Because you felt that, listen, I got a hug.
I felt it.
With love and care. But also over and above that, because I'm also a hugger, and on top of that, kids love me. Most kids,
my child loves you.
Most kids I interact with want to hug me. They just want to hug.
Yes.
When I pick up Lifika from school, he's 9.
Yes.
I hug at least 10 kids before I get to
class.
Because
you look like a very big, fluffy teddy bear.
And the weirdest thing is more often than not, it's boys asking for hugs.
And
for me, I'm like, I hope you're getting hugs at home. And that you're not asking for a hug because you're not getting hugs at home.
We forget about the boy children.
Hey, dude.
We do forget. And you know, they're soft boys.
Yeah.
They are boys who want to be hugged,
yeah.
who want to be cuddled.
Mm.
And now society has trained or has conditioned them to say, hi, hi, hi.
Exactly.
But they also kids, they also want love.
They're little people.
Yes.
They're not men.
Yes.
They're little people.
And I think they see this big dad also.
Yeah.
When I told my daughter, I'm going for an interview with Uncle Fresh. Uncle Fresh, Uncle Fresh.
Mm.
I'm like, yes, Uncle Fresh. Uncle Fresh from that radio station. I'm like, yeah, that one.
Mm.
And I could see the smile on her face. And I said the last time I saw you was at the school in Midrand.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
And I could see how happy those kids were to see you. Mm. Although most of them don't even know who DJ Fresh is.
Dude, I give talks literally to grade 7s at the end of the year. And I'm like, you're not even my fan base. You know what I mean? But it's just, and unfortunately, kids can't fake that love for you. So you know it comes from a genuine
place.
From a pure place.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ulterior motive. There's no hope for anything.
You're blessed.
It's just a hug.
You're blessed.
And nothing else. Thank you.
Mm.
Speaking of blessings,
mm-hmm.
you spoke about how your parting ways with the soil. I want to say parting ways and not say you leaving the soil, because often it's not as black and white as it is, as it seems. But you said it was not a decision that came from your physical self,
mm-mm.
quote unquote.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Ish.
I know.
You know, as you grow older, you get to understand your actual purpose. And as we grow older, we have children, we experience different things outside of our comfort zones, being our homes and our relationships and whatever. But when you go outside, you can tell that there's more that I want to do, not just for myself, but for humanity, you know. And I've always had a passion for everything that lives within the world, you know. And I feel that my purpose for the soil was complete.
Okay.
I exhausted my stay.
Mm-hmm.
And something bigger, a bigger message that was sent for just me had to be taken care of. I'm a mom, I'm a woman. I need to tell stories that encourage women and children and talk about me and talk about the things that I go through when it comes to my spirituality. Talk about the things that I don't understand when it comes to culture and how women are treated in the world. You know, so I felt Uguti, it was also a calling for me to stay that particular period and move on to the next thing.
How did the conversation go with the guys?
There was hardly conversations, really, when it comes to the soil.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing that we don't engage, that we don't give ourselves time to engage. And we were signed, seen at 22, you know, we're kids when we got signed, and everything was on paper for us. It didn't allow us the space to be in binge, you know. We were colleagues from the get-go.
Yeah, you're in a factory.
Yeah.
You're in a hit factory.
We had to produce
hits.
Oh, you're sick. Okay, go to the doctor and come to stage.
Yeah.
Your child has a graduation. You can miss it. Call Gogo. I'm like, what? What? You know, and the conversation was introduced, but the contract was like, hello. I hear you, but...
Yeah.
You know? So everything had to be revert back to the contract and not actually a meaningful, heartfelt conversation.
Between
to say,
human beings.
Between humans. And I feel a lot, and I want to, I'm a typical Aquarian. I want to, and it's seldom where I have to, where I'm able to express how I feel. And when I do, it's meaningful.
Why don't you sing a song if you're not a fan of
like,
words?
Write it down on a paper. Just put it on a song, you know? So it was a continuous conversation from the year 2016, before I even went to Lifehlo, 2015.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, it's fine. Maybe humble twice, Ayabo. Maybe a lot is happening in your head. But I'm like, but this is the process.
Yes.
This is the things that I need to let go of, you know.
So what Buhle wants versus what the contract says, where did you guys find the middle ground?
Was there a middle ground? I think this thing about going to a Pehlweni where when you come back, you don't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
How much job?
Yes.
Get on my one Kuba. Okay. You know, because you know what you're going to be gathered.
Yes.
So during the contract with the soil, Ntsika and I both released solo albums, but I also released mine within the company itself, you know.
Was that a good or a bad thing?
A bad decision, girl. But a lesson learned.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know. And I wasn't aligned with what I wanted to do. And I had to go through that so that I understand, this is not your place holistically.
Sure.
It's not the soil. It's the governance under, you know. And it just go. And then after a year of that contract, then I decided to say, okay, sharp, guys, because it was also a trial contract.
Okay,
also.
So you saw the contract through, though?
Yes, okay. Yes. And it was like a trial. Let's try it out, one album, and see where things take us. And yes, we had conversations. I like the fact that I didn't like, oh, fuck you, and then I left. I left gracefully. And because it's a company that's owned by adults, where I also need to maintain that respect to say, Rishapo, thank you for everything, I'm leaving. You know, and immediately when that happened, my roses were like, yes, girl.
Sure.
Go, girl. That we're here for you.
How does it manifest when your roses show up like that? Is there a manifestation of sorts? Do you feel it in your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit? Speak to me like I'm a 5-year-old. What does that look like?
It happens. It's like Bingo Gold Reef.
Okay.
And you have access of all the rides.
Okay.
And all the rides, you know you are safe. Shh, that's a perfect analogy. You know you're safe. There's a security guy that's going to make sure that your buckles are safe and everything is okay. And your mom or your big sister is right here. And whenever that thing starts, your sister's holding your hand like, we got it, girl. And and you scream out loud. And no one cares how loud you scream. But the adrenaline in which, and they're coming back after the ride slows down, they're coming back and they're breathing into it. Yeah. That's how it feels.
Is that what it feels like?
Yes. Yes, actually.
That's analogy of the year. We can go home now. I was here for that analogy. You speak about your calling.
Yes.
That amidst all of this that's happening,
mm-hmm.
you decide, let me rather than answer the calling to be a traditional healer. Is mm-hmm. that the correct word? I don't want to use the wrong word.
Yeah, we can use that. That's fine.
What I want to know, I've always been curious about when one has a calling, but they're in a relationship, how do the two work? What are the expectations of partner?
Are you talking about a sexual relationship?
Yeah, you're in a relationship, la jola. It's not even a marriage. It's not even a marriage, la jola. What is expected of you and said guy or girl from the system and from you of partner? And is a person allowed to say, I didn't sign up for this piece? Or if they do that, lightning's coming.
It's just lightning thing. I'm going to talk about me and my experience.
Yes.
Ngaba nedlozi at the age of 13. So ngikhule ngi weird.
Sure. And so at 13, what happened?
I used to be attracted. I don't know if it has to do with my name. I used to be attracted by nature.
Okay.
I used to want to go. So we used to walk from home to school and pass by a Nukaso, like a bridge.
And then so where was this?
A Protea.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I used to look at the water and see things like money. We all like money. And everything that's under there would attract me.
Oh, wow.
You know? And my friends would always find it weird because I would stand there and just be one with the sound of the water and whatever, you know. I've never told this story on any television or podcast or whatever. But there was this one time where, this is a scary movie actually. This one time we didn't use the bridge this time. We went through the Nuka to cross over to the other side.
The river, yes.
And I saw this man that my friends didn't see.
Oh, wow.
This man looked old. And apetino waganje, like a sack. And now I thought maybe those are children's heads in that sack. Because I think that's why I like horror movies. I'm like, guys, do you see that guy? I think he has like heads and stuff inside. And my friends were like, what guy?
Yo.
I'm like, that one.
Yo.
And this man looked at me. We locked eyes. And then this man went under.
The water.
And I'm like looking at this guy. Where are you going? And my friends are like, girl, please, let's just go home. This closey thing of yours. You're scaring us and whatever.
Did you understand what was happening?
No.
Okay.
But as I grew older, I was like, yo, maybe that's.
The thread started.
Yeah.
Threading.
You know? So all those things as a 13-year-old, 14-year-old, I started seeing them. I started hearing things in my head. I started being overwhelmed in crowds. And back then, we didn't even know what social anxiety is. I think that's how I would have tagged it that time.
Yes. Talking,
social anxiety or whatever. And this is a topic for another day.
No, it's not. We're here. Let's go.
Even at there's so much darkness in church, right?
Yeah.
And I could see it as a child.
Sure.
You know? I could see it. I used to warn my mom, "Khuri, wa bona mess mang mang."
Not good. Not a good person.
Yeah. That woman. You know, so all of this.
But kids and animals will always pick up energy that's bad. And kids are never wrong about energy.
Kids are never wrong.
Ever.
Like, it's the purity of the spirit.
Yes.
It's not damaged as yet, you know. So, you are wide open to it, you know. And all of this is happening in my teens. And I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening to me? But as I grew older, I understood. And obviously, my parents would take me to Abo Mama Baba Hambaya.
Yeah.
And they would all say the same thing, you know.
What was the same thing?
I'm gifted. Ginedlozi, Melengizo, Twasa. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. And I was a very active teenager. I'm like, yo, when am I going to...
I've got a life, Pela.
Yo, and DJ Fresh is... DJ Fresh, yeah, no, we're going there. Go to Togoza Park. You know, I was that kind of girl. And being birthed at a home where spirituality is understood and culture is practiced, God is understood who God is, you know. I had parents who were very open-minded and we walked through it.
Sure.
I wasn't that person to say, okay, and literally, from 13 years, I only went to go to Twasa at 25.
Wow.
So...
You were in a relationship at the time.
I was.
What are the dynamics then? How, what changes, what doesn't?
So, in the relationship, already, they knew me, Guti, I'm a weirdo.
Okay.
I have rosy stuff happening.
She sees things.
She sees things, this person.
So, I'm not sure if it was me last night, or if it
or
was the
it
things.
Was me, you know? But how everything happened, it happened in my then partner's presence, and they understood. And they understood that they're going to have to take the back seat for a while. And also, I was still young to have that adult-like conversation to say, okay, how are we navigating our relationship? It was a thing. I thought, no, it's fine. Go do your thing. You'll find me here. Take care of everything. Let me know what you need, and I'll be here. And then Lozi was like, no, we are not taking you with us.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you are here for now, but you're not the one.
You're not part of the journey.
Yeah, you're not part of the journey. You can be part of this
trip,
yeah, but the whole
after rank
after stop sign, you must get off. You know,
did you communicate that to your partner?
I didn't know at that time. Idlozi, when I put fresh, very subliminal. That's why you have to be on your toes when it comes to your openness to it. Nothing is a coincidence.
Sure.
Everything happens because it has to happen. So there were those signs, and because we are of flesh, I would always ignore them to say, you know, but they will come a time where you are yanked out of a situation that is not part of your journey.
Sure.
And I feel like I was yanked out of that relationship.
How did that manifest?
What a painful, what a sad, what a ouch. Because in my physical mind, this was a person I would want to go further with.
Sure.
You know. But I think spiritually we were not aligned. And I had to do things that mhlampe bona they wouldn't be comfortable being part of.
Sure.
Yabo. So it wasn't nice, but it had to happen. We can't experience nice things only. Even the rough ones, we have to experience them and learn from them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know if you were able to measure or not, but having a calling mid a fiery hot career, how does that impact your brand as a singer or not? Also, given that we're in a very Christian country.
You know when it's time? It's a fearful call type of situation. I was ready to lose it all because I knew either way I will lose it.
Sure.
And I came.
So what? Either do go the journey.
Yeah.
Or they will do it for you.
Yeah. Like I just said I'm gonna do it, and I'm not gonna do it the correct way. I'm gonna pause everything.
Sure.
Because it felt more or less that like COVID to me, where it was that forced silence, that forced pause to say focus on you.
Sure.
And Ipehlo for me is not really like into yokuthi kilo tsamaya kilo etsa ditaula kilo gita go kae kae, is to meet my higher self.
Sure.
That had to happen for me either way. Mhlambe if I didn't undergo that route, maybe I was going to be stopped now in 2024 to say go to an island somewhere and be alone. You know, but that journey for me had to happen either way. And at that point, I didn't care about brand. I don't want to lie to you. I didn't care about fresh. It was at a snake park,
sure.
Mid Soweto, like inside. Used to walk barefooted, like with everyone seeing me.
And the journey humbles you.
Yeah.
It reduces you to zero.
Yes. I was saying to a friend of mine, which nothing scares me. Like nothing is ever going to humble me ever in my life. Bring everything on. Bring it to me. Ayiko into ezongthoba njengentwaso. I used to walk down the streets barefooted in my clay-covered body, and they would still say, "Ki ole Susan, what is soil? Ki the soil, yeah, ki the soil." And now I have to be in that zone. Like the lady that initiated me made sure that I give it all and forget. She would even remind me, "Tos, got my TV, access the TV la."
Yeah.
You know, and it humbled me back to scratch.
Yeah.
I had to go back to scratch to say, I'm not on TV. Yes, I'm the soil girl, but now I'm a Twasa. Tamakul Vumile is my name. And this is what I have to do. And God and my guides are protecting me through this journey, and I'm going to do it and I'm going to finish it. But it wasn't easy, obviously, but I had to finish it.
Would you know or not whether it affected your brand personally and the soil's brand?
Would I know if it did affect?
Yeah, or you wouldn't be able to measure.
Back then or now?
Well, then.
I didn't care. I didn't care. I'm so sorry. I did not care. I did not care about any other thing than to fulfill what I need to fulfill, you know? And yes, I know the pause. I know now. But then it didn't matter at
sure.
that time. And because I communicated also, they were there to witness everything,
yeah.
You know. I remember even Tiga made a joke at some interview to say, this one has been fainting since high school. You know what I mean? So they knew that it had to happen, and the way it had to happen was that way.
Absolutely.
And every other thing was secondary to me, you know.
Remember earlier on I spoke about, we often obsess about, are people happy? Versus, are you at peace? And one of my reasons for being obsessed with peace is I believe once you have unlocked finding your peace, there's nothing that can be thrown at you that can hurt you, that can make you feel less than, that can even disturb or shake that peace. That's why I pray every person finds peace.
I think also...
And I think the process you went through found you your peace.
Yeah. I think also it's homemade. Peace and confidence to me go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
We need to build our children's confidence. We need to affirm our children so that it's easy to meet their peace when it collides with them in the future. Because when a child is always like this, even my gorilla once said to me, don't look down. Because you will miss the blessings going on around you. When you're talking to someone, endumbeni, find the messaging in the room. Open your eyes, look around you, you know. So if we raise our children, not to look down, but always chin up, walk like this, say this, stand your ground. And when they are confident, maybe in their early teens, when they reach their 20s, they will be already in at peace.
Yes.
They will know what peace looks like. And they would know if this space is for them or not.
Yes.
But it starts at home.
And don't look just at the superficial. Because often it's in what is not said, or how someone looks at you, or how someone responds as you walk into a room. All of those are cues that we miss often. And we think we're in great company. The time they wish you were dead, or they wish they were you.
I like the last part, they wish they were you.
And often that's what it is. Often the people around you that you think they love me, no, they wish to be you. Or even directly take over from where you are immediately.
Yeah.
But we miss those cues, because the way often we want to be affirmed by others, that without... without the eyes boy around us, we believe we're nothing.
Yes.
Without being able to say to someone, hey, go get ice, or do this, or do that. Or someone tell you, yeah, no, we ain't just bad.
We ain't just cocoa.
When you can start being that to yourself, you'll find peace. Because you'll understand that you're on a journey that none of these people can ever actually amplify or do anything for.
Self-love. And self-love is not just looking at the mirror and saying, you're beautiful, girl. Is loving even the bad parts of you. And being willing to work on them, you know, so that you don't aspire to be an ice boy.
Yes.
You know, you aspire to be the mureki, or you aspire to be an easy guy.
Sure.
Not today. You know. You can't always be available for people.
Sure.
That's also the highest form of self-love. Say no sometimes, Jay. Especially for your family. Because that's where it starts. Because when you're readily available for the ones that you love, it will be also easy for the ones that are outside of your family structure to say, no, we'll look on.
Sure.
You know?
You know, you remind me of... Growing up, I was bullied a lot.
How?
No, because I was short, I was fat, I had a big head. But I've always said, because I learned to laugh at my own imperfections from childhood, there's nothing you can make fun of me about that I haven't done to myself before.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is how you find peace, by making peace with who you are, who you're not, what you are, what you're not, that no one can throw it at you and think, yeah, no, like, thoughts, you know. Because you're telling me nothing I haven't said to myself.
I like that you say that. You know my second name is Gertrude, right?
Gertie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gertie.
In fact, there's no Gertrude, there's not a CC.
Yeah.
Sis Gertrude.
Please. So I was bullied Ngegamalam in high school, because, you know...
It's an anti-name pen.
Yeah. And metric times, the names have to come out. And the bullying started from a teacher. So, and Mbengumtano Papayo, you know? The it girl, the popular girl.
The loud one.
Yeah. And then what? Buhle Gertrude. Who Gertrude wena? You know? And then everyone started calling me Gertie. You know? I used to go home and like, oh my gosh, why? My street cred is gone. Oh my gosh. Teenagehood. And I went to my dad. Why the hell did you give me this name? And my dad told me, this was my mom's name. And my mom passed away 3 years before you were born. And my dad told me this whole story. And I started, my heart started melting, you know. Like, oh my gosh, okay. And as I grew older, within my Josie, my grandmother visited me.
Oh, wow.
The one that ngimemseki yakhe, you know.
Gogo Gertrude.
Ugogeti.
Yeah.
And you understand, because angimazi uGogeti, I've never met her.
Mm.
And that made me love being Gertrude. And I wanted to love, this is me laughing at myself first.
Yes.
Because I knew, even being in this industry, it's going to come out.
True.
And I'm like, yeah, social media, that aunt, that doesn't have a filter.
Mm.
Her name is Sisketi. So true. I'm that aunt. So I created this alter ego type of person on social media, so that when you see me there on Google,
sure,
when they have all my names, you don't come to me and cyber bully me and say, hey, Katie.
Because
already,
you've owned
not
it.
Just
you've owned
Katie, Sisketi to you. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And there's power in that.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in doing that. Okay, we're going to take a break from our chat.
Okay.
I want to play a game called...
Me and games.
called The Musical.
The Musical.
Yeah, when we hang out with people with incredible voices, we'd love to hear the voices.
Yeah, incredible voices. So, wrong, eh?
I don't know if we're doing Buhle Bendalo The Musical or Sisketi The Musical.
Sisketi sings so nice. Yo, please invite Sisketi.
Sisketi.
Oh, they'll be both.
Sisketi sounds like she sings with a vai vai. And very nasal.
And has Gordon's hair up there. Gordon's chin, right here.
In the bosom.
Yeah.
Next to the key, listening.
Please. Yeah? Please.
Anyway, so Buhle Bendalo, The Musical.
Okay.
It's a massive 5-part miniseries on Showmax.
Okay.
Are there any actors you feel deserve to play you? In a biopic, or would you insist on being you in the biopic?
I'd be me.
Mm.
I think I'd be Farida would be one of them.
Okay. Why Farida?
I love Farida's quirkiness, and I think it would play more of my high school quirkiness.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yes. The popping teen.
Yes. Mm. Farida would kill it there.
Absolutely.
Lasizwe would play my masculine side and my feminine side at the same time.
Oh,
the
wow.
Gay character in me, in yes. My book.
Oh, wow. It's a very, very deep movie. Series.
And then I would have what's Nomsa's surname? I would have Nomsa as well.
Mm.
She calls herself the Queen of Gomorrah.
Okay.
I would have Don Tanega King for my.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So Buhle Bendalo, The Musical.
Okay.
The childhood years. What song takes you back to your childhood? Either a song you used to love singing or they used to play a lot in the household?
Midodo.
Hebana.
Yes.
Brenda Fassie.
Midodo. And I like the bass part. And I grew older now to realize that I actually like the bass.
Mm.
It went. Solasova mure do 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 la do ti. Solasova mure do do do. That would be
sing some more, sing some more. This woman.
And it was different at every different neighborhood.
Yes.
Every neighborhood they had their own version.
Yes, and their own Brenda Fassie.
Yes, and I think because I also grew up in the Eastern Cape. Because I'm sure my just long with singers. Oh, Nancy, keep the sense of mom, what? Eat that, it's also.
Oh, man. Guys, she's a vibe, if you didn't know. This one. That teen, still here. Just grew a little, but still here.
Yeah, I love Brenda so much.
The teen years. Which song takes you back to your teenage years?
I'm alone. I used to love house music back in high school.
Okay.
I'm alone until you show me. Nicky Bula Disekel. My friend was a DJ.
Yeah.
King Small was fun.
Yeah, it's Fresh House Flavor 4.
Yeah!
Yo.
I'm on brand, bro.
No, that means I must also be in this
musicale. I think you must just be here.
Yeah, but I guess you're 10 years. So yeah. I'm in town now, coming to DJ.
Etogoza Park.
Yeah. But were you in the Eastern Cape or were you in Soweto?
No. Eastern Cape was back when I was a kid.
Ah, okay. Because yeah, I was going to say Corner Pocket. Because I used to pay a lot. Corner Pocket in East London, but anyway, so at Tokoza Park,
Tokoza Park.
Or at Power, is it Power Park?
Yes, Power Park.
Yes,
yes. What else? What else I used to play? I used to love house music a lot.
House Flavor 4. So Grand, you loved Fresh House Flavor.
Yes,
Flavor. Grand, you loved me, but you didn't know.
And yeah, Fresh, it's and you go I forgot the name.
You're so black. That is the most black thing.
Because it's just instruments.
It's the most black thing that we do.
I said it was a song.
We go to a jazz DJ. Radio station. It's like, and you go,
I used to love that song. Yeah, I used to love it.
Buhle Bendalo, the musical. The song that had you believing you're in love when you were young. What was that love song or that song that just defined your love at the time?
Brandy, Full Moon, the whole album.
Hey, but pick a song.
Come a little bit close. This is Getty. Let me hold you. Haibo, I will be sincere to you now. If you can try to forget tomorrow, I lost for ever tonight. And then the bridge.
Yeah.
So if you're leaving me now, Haibo, baby, I don't know how. Haibo, I will ever get over you. That's the best party. Because you open my eyes. I love that inside. This part, I used to sing it in Zulu. Mtwana, mtwana, ongege, onge, shi. Woza ngubambe, baby.
I like this get you.
I'll sing a zama. Oh, we make it last. We say, Ati, nigga, phone and pill and yam. Yo. Yeah, that's the one.
Alexis,
I'm gonna regret this episode. Oh my lord. Okay.
Buhle Bendalo, the musical. The song that changed your life almost to a point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your own song, your own music, or a song you heard that you feel impacted your life.
It's the first song I wrote for myself, by myself, to myself.
Okay.
From start to finish, it's called Netisa.
Mm-hmm.
There's an important part when I was goishing, like for real, epically. It was raining outside. And the chorus goes, you know, most when it rains, that's another thing about being black, the drops go.
Yes.
Chapa, 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 ya nimvula, chapa, ya nimvula, chapa, ya nimvula, chapa, 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 ya nimvula, chapa, ya. And then there's a special part that says, "Kabu figu bungama, fusele lama tembam." Zundi twale nakalogo Zundi boni sindele kuyo tum bambi sana nam kovu bunzima uhamba kubona ncedi sana nam lide yotsho nilanga Lidelio sitela ilanga kapa 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 yana kapa yani mvula kapa yani mvula. Check it out. It's on all digital platforms. The song is called Netisa from the album called Kosi.
Why would you say that one song changed your life?
Because that's where when I met God, that's where all my fears and all my insecurities vanished. That's where Amandla avuseleleka khona of being everything that I dream to be and everything that I'm written to be. Yeah.
In fact, you've often lamented how you've, in this industry, felt like you're a rose amongst thorns in terms of how you are looked at or perceived, or how you are expected to look a certain way, dress a certain way. Take us through the journey before you found yourself. Because before you found yourself, it can't have been easy.
Yeah. Obviously, I came from a very male-dominated space where I was the only girl singing with a group of boys. I was one of the boys. And obviously, with that even the demeanor is one of the boys. Sometimes I rock up with my dirty all-stars and my duke and my big earrings. And this is where the name Soil Sister came from, coming from the Soul Sister era of the Erica Badus and the Lauryn Hills. Sure. And I felt the Tandiswas, you know. I felt Guti, that's the place where I was most comfortable. I can chill with the guys at a corner somewhere and just jam. You know, and I got to an industry where I needed to be the rose and to be the girl and to wear high heels and to wear tight dresses and to sing this particular way and to sing about love and to go to awards and put makeup on and do interviews and everything, just like, this is not me, you know. I remember I found someone who can dress me and make clothes for me. And this woman said to me, I needed to lose weight.
Imagine.
As if...
Why didn't you say, you need to mind your own fucking business?
As if Demeter had go Oriental Plaza to fit my size. Like, I didn't understand.
And also, surely you can charge me more if you're making a bigger outfit.
You know,
how did that feel, being told by someone who's meant to design clothes for you to make you feel good?
One thing
to say to you, you need to lose weight.
One thing about me, put fresh. Confidence, I'm in zima kakhulu. Like, you can never break me. Because that's what I told her.
Yeah.
I'm like, sisi, tengi material tunge wena.
Sure.
Uyeki weight yamje. And if in my body I call, like, iyakhlula, I'll find someone else.
Exactly.
Who can. This is how.
Let me sing when I do what you do.
Yeah. This is when I started my own clothing line. The dress I'm wearing is from my line. It's called Qioshe. This is where I decided to actually do my thing. Sometimes I want to rock up in a cap and a formal dress and my sneakers.
Sure.
And I still want to feel good, but I'll still look good.
Absolutely. Yeah, more.
A lot happened and I felt shrunk into this person that I'm not. Even the makeup situation, I took a while to warm up to it. I'm off it again now. I think.
And you look amazing.
Thank you so much, Put Fresh. Like, this year, it's just, I haven't been wearing makeup a lot this year. So I started, home is important. Going home is important.
Sure.
Being one with the people you grew up with is important. And not to go back and flaunt and flash your success on them. But just uge gas, you take God out, take a court or something.
Sure.
You know, going back home to go to church with your mom, you know, that is important to regain your identity. So that you don't get diluted when you go back into this cutthroat
to regather yourself.
Yes. So I think that worked a lot for me, And it made me constantly come back to myself.
Sure.
And find myself anew over and over again. Yabo.
Tsiyoshe,
yes.
What is in a name? Tell us about that name.
Tsiyoshe is my clan name. I started following this guy on TikTok that tells stories behind the clan names and the Xhosa words. But when I started finding out what Tsiyoshe means, it is, I was told by my uncle, I stand to be corrected because I know I'm going to be attacked. There used to be a lake, okanye a river, that only my tribesmen would pass. And if you're not of the Tsiyoshe or the Gaba clan, the crocodiles would chow you. So that river was called the Tsiyoshe River, you know. So I wanted to carry my name. I wanted to carry my bloodline through my art and through my expression.
And your clothing flows like the river.
Yes,
flows absolutely. Over your body like the
absolutely.
River.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You must try writing music one day. Yeah, it's not bad. You're very poetic.
You must buy my music.
Me, if there's music to buy, I will buy it. Me, I'm that guy. I take pride in supporting artists.
Please buy my music. Yes. I have two albums that would
finish. Let's wrap up, in fact, the musical. Bushibendalo, the musical. We're at the end of episode 5.
Yeah.
It's your victory song.
Yes.
That's the song where now we're all crying because the staring has conquered all, you know,
yes.
And just she's singing to her heart's desire, and we're singing along because maybe we know the song.
Yes.
What is that victory song for you?
I have a song called Mdali.
Yes.
I tag it the gay's favorite because whenever I'm invited to LGBTIQ
to the alphabet,
to the alphabet gang events, it looks like it's the one. I used to call myself a chant queen because most of my songs come from chants. The song is called Mdali. It's an open letter to God about what women go through on an everyday basis. On the second chorus it goes Siti kwanele smakade, kaudu smele smakade, dikelu slwele smakade, goba mandanga wako, nobu ngwalisa bobako, nobu lumko bobako, nati ngali singa bako. Nati, and then the chorus, yahlanya. And then it dies out. It says, How many? If we want to come back, Spinners, it is yes. Please check it out.
What album is it on?
It's on Xhosi, my first album.
But there's an album out this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hele.
Tell us about Hele.
Xhosi akahambi yedwa, udibana no Hele. When you're about to tell a story, okanye when you're about to finish a prayer,
yeah.
Xhosi ni sithi makube Xhosi kube Hele. So Xhosi is the first album. Let it be.
Okay.
Our manifestations may take flight.
Sure.
And everything comes to life, and our paths must be open and have light. That is what I mean about Xhosi no Hele. Hele was released in September the 20th. It is a 10-track album. I think if I were to give it one word, it's meditative. It's my full expression of my freedom within my voice. And I still want to learn more of how and where my voice can take me, you know. It's a love letter as well to the people that had gathered me all these years within the industry. I do have a song with two of my favorite rappers as well. Pretty Ugly and...
award-winning Pretty Ugly.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Pretty award-winning Pretty Ugly and Sizwe Alakhany. I'm not too sure if he was risen on that song or Sizwe Alakhany, but yes, both of them. It's called Nyesaba. I think that's one of my favorite songs because I wanted to shine a light on fathers who have girl children and express their fears to their children and write a letter of what they are scared of to their children. So the song is called Nyesaba. It's featured in my second album.
Have any guys reached out to you to express what they do fear?
Not yet.
For the daughters and girl children?
I think those could be my friends because I have very soft, gentleman friends, you know. When we have our conversations as friends, we talk about those things. But there hasn't been like an open space where men in my industry and in my circle come up. I would love to do that, to create that space for men and just leave them, then leave the room. Maybe Amt can help me with that, to gather men here and give them space to talk about their fears.
If you're serious about making it happen, I will gladly assist you.
Togos, let's do it. Let's do it.
Because I
we'll call it the Real Men Conference.
Oh, yes. Not the one avoiding Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Please, that's my idea. Please don't steal it, ne? That's my idea. We're doing it here next week.
Yo, next week already?
Yeah, see you again.
How? Oh, but we're entering the big days, pal. Hey, why do you want to do it during
the big days? Exactly, during the big days. What are you scared of during the big days? To spend your money with your wife.
How? No, it's big days, pal. Some of us have already picked fights at home. So you can storm off for 2 weeks. And say, and I'm back. I'm not mad anymore, baby. That time it was your fault.
Yeah, that's what we need to talk about.
Yo, hashtag the things guys do. Just to take a couple of days.
And imagine, Gemina, I was always with the guys half of my life.
Oh, yeah. So you know all the lies. Yeah.
The tricks.
Yeah.
I know them.
You're one of us.
Eh.
That means you can use the tricks most yourself.
No, they're too risky.
Uh-huh.
Tina, we talk. Yeah. Women, we just talk. We're not scared to say, oh, sisu mohle. Without or maybe within.
Within and without what?
Do kids watch this podcast?
I've told you before, I've got a kids fan base that doesn't make sense. So,
ELA.
So, yeah, let's keep it there.
Yeah.
Rather than ask mama, what does she mean with in? You are very vocal about Alphabet Gang rights.
Yes.
Tell us about your relationship with the Alphabet Gang.
I always call myself Upape Swamagay.
Yeah.
I am queer myself.
I was going to say it in a Ugandan accent. Are you gay?
Are you gay?
Why are you gay?
I am gay. I have such a soft relationship with the Rainbow Nation.
I met your partner at a gig, in fact. Was it at a gig that I met you guys?
I think it was that school thing.
Was it the school thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't at Nairoxy or somewhere else.
It could have been. My memory is terrible. I have such a soft relationship. Pun intended. I have a soft relationship with... because my partner is Soft Panzula. I have a soft relationship with the Alphabet Gang. And
sure.
I feel those are the people that get it. Those are the people that get it more.
Sure.
Those are the people that get me more. And I am fully myself.
Do you think it's because you are one of them or because they're genuine in J?
I think they are genuine. And they're genuine. Even when they don't like you, they will tell you that they don't like you. And I feel we are such creative beings. I feel like we're holding all the industries in this country, by the way. And are you condemned than being yourself, Butato?
It is.
You know, and...
Dude, I've argued this even like since I was even a child. My attitude has always been the only thing that should be in a closet is a broom. That's the only thing that should be in a closet.
And...
Le Duster. Le Mr. Mean. But if the Mr. Mean is gay, he must be...
Mrs. Mean.
You know what I mean? Queen Mean.
I love that. Love it. Yeah, that's where I express myself more.
Mm.
I remember we did a performance at Cornhill.
Mm.
I think it was Queertopia.
Sure,
you guys should check it out. It's such a beautiful event.
Mm.
That's where I just I wore like a it's like a boob tube situation.
Okay,
but on the side it showed my side boobs.
Dude, and do you know that a lot of people talk about breasts, this breast, that nothing sexier than side boob.
Whew, especially mine.
Like nothing. I'm not gonna ask to see. It's fine. I'll believe you.
Especially mine. you know, I wouldn't be dressed like that anywhere else.
Yes.
It's because I know, Guti, I'm seen outside of my physical self. I'm not sexualized.
Sure.
And I can be fully myself, and I can be all parts of me. I can be Sisgeti, I can be Buhlebendalo, I can be Tamakulvumile, I can be Lwandle Lubanzi. I can be whoever I want to be in that space and still feel safe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's why I love the gay community.
What do you say to people who say, I don't have a problem with the Alphabet Gang, but I have a problem with how often, if someone in the Alphabet Gang likes you or wants you, they're too obvious about it.
You're gay.
Or they're too...
You're gay.
What if I just don't want someone coming and grabbing my balls?
You're gay.
I don't understand.
That's the thing. We don't just come and grab your balls.
Mm.
You invite people to grab your balls under carpet. That's why we call you after nines.
Mm.
It's because... And it's not all about sex. I think that's the problem.
Mm.
When people think the alphabet gang, people think sex.
Sure.
Like we are creatives. We are people who sit in boardrooms. We are people who work in the government.
Mm.
We are musicians. We are healers. We are healers. Because gay means happy.
Mm.
So if you are gay, you're happy.
Sure.
You know, and if you have a problem with those kind of problems, you are the problem.
Hmm.
You're gay. Please zoom in.
So what kind of girl are you into?
I'm into girls.
Do you have a type? Because guys have types.
I don't think
Do girls have types?
Yes. Actually, my partner was laughing at me.
Mm.
So we're checking out Instagram, and I'm like, ooh, this girl's hot. And then Nyamboni's... And she's like, "Chomi, I'm not type. I don't have a type. I just love women."
But you're also allowed to have two or three types.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
I think my type is my person.
Right, Trevor? You're allowed to have two or three types. You know?
I think my type is my person, and my person and I have a type.
Which is what, though? What is the type? Because not everyone knows your person. Like, do you like your girls big, small, nice, like big bum, small bum?
It's not even the physical. Let's have a conversation.
Masculine, feminine?
Let's have a conversation.
Okay.
You know, and I think most attractions for me happen via conversation.
Mm.
Like, you could be as tall as this building.
Sure.
And or as big as whatever.
Mm.
If you vibe me here and you vibe me here, we might find ourselves somewhere. You know what I mean?
I always tell guys, if you can make her laugh, leave her speechless once in a while, and just tickle her fancy in jay.
Ish, that's
be
me.
That guy.
That's me. I'm that guy.
More often than not, you've done half the job, the work.
And just be genuine. Just be true. Yeah. Mm. Like, don't be something that you're not.
If domunyana, be domunyana. Yeah. She might find it cute.
No, that's what
I'm saying, domunyana. Don't, like, be dom.
You know, dom.
Just domnyana.
Yeah.
Don't hide it, because it will come out eventually.
Yeah. So I don't have a type.
Sure.
I just vibe with someone who is.
Sure. When did you decide or feel it was safe for you to come out and be clear that I'm part of the Alphabet Gang?
I didn't come out.
Mm. Oh, you just did.
I just became myself.
Yeah.
I didn't come out to anyone. I feel this coming out thing is overrated.
Sure.
But
surely there's a defining moment where Hausa Foka. You know what I mean? That this is me, guys. Make peace with it.
It goes back to that life, so hey.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah. After that, like next natava.
So when you were in a heterosexual relationship, where the child happened,
yes,
what were your feelings about
alphabetism? I always saw girls on the side.
So like, no chita kabanya na.
Nigga didn't know. Nigga said cheat. I was just being myself. I was just.
I would have been that guy, baby. You cheat kabanya na. You go back watch.
I've always liked girls. I think my first experience with a girl, but I didn't understand it. I think I was like 9.
Sure.
You know.
But you felt a connection, though.
Yes, a lot. And then also this thing, the boxes. Today I might be with a woman. Tomorrow you'd find me and my woman marrying a man. You know, that's how connection is and you can't tame it.
You can't deny a connection, eh?
You can't deny it. So I think it just happened on its own. I didn't decide that, okay, I'm done with niggas now. So
sure.
Let me just focus on women.
So
but
still,
I'm really done with niggas.
I was going to say, but would you still nigger a nigger?
Oh, no.
Okay, so
niggas are boring.
So you're done with nigging a nigger?
I'm not nigging a nigger. Next, my nigga, yes, sis. Oh, no, I'm done.
Nigile.
It was that one lucky one, and it's done.
Does he ever look back at your relationship and say, yeah, I thought so? Or you guys have never had that conversation?
I don't know. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't like making that nigga famous also, but fresh. Let's not talk about
it. No, but we're not talking names. I'm just saying, just in terms of just human to human, your co-parenting.
No.
And your child, what
is it? It's a typical baby daddy and baby mommy typical issue.
Meaning what? He's hardly there.
He's never there.
Not even hardly, never.
He's never there.
But also you're not denying him access, though.
Yeah. No. He's there when he wants. Because
sometimes girls will say he's never there, but they don't make it easy for him to be there.
I stopped communicating with him. I like the fact that my child now has a phone, and if he wants,
it's up to him now.
It's up to my child also to see, so that I don't spoon feed my child. Say, ubabako.
Dude, you know? I tell that all the time to my lady friends who have baby daddy issues.
Yeah.
That don't paint your baby daddy in a certain way. If they, maybe they're a bad boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But they could be great fathers.
They could be a great dad.
Yeah.
So rather let your child find out the kind of person.
I'm allowing my child to have a relationship with ubabake.
Yeah.
And asibonele konke.
Sure.
Mhlawumbe ubabake is a great dad and not a perfect husband or boyfriend.
Mm.
But I'm just lucky that my child can use a phone, can communicate, can rationalize things. Mina angiko.
I mean, a friend of mine is dealing with a baby daddy who literally almost uses the kids as a trothinyana only at family gatherings. When it's time for school fees, I don't have money, I don't have this.
Hey, when uzong trigara, yes.
We'll promise the kids that, don't worry, I'm picking you up on Monday or Tuesday, and then it's gone for a month.
Also on social media.
Or we'll take pictures for the socials.
And pretend like you're present. And all the friends like, oh, I love your relationship with your daughter. And I'm like...
You know what I mean?
Which one?
A present father is so sexy. And one, for me, I always say to my friends, my male friends, never ever promise your child something you can't deliver. ever. No matter how small you think it is.
And say it if you can't.
And no matter how small you think it is. Don't say, I'll see you on Monday, we're going to the arcade. If you know you're not going to be there on Monday. Because that child hangs on to that for dear life.
And it stays here.
At school the whole day, all they're thinking about is, I'm going to go to the arcade with dad later.
And then we ask ourselves why these kids go for sugar daddies. It's because they are looking for their fathers in these men.
They're looking for that company.
You know, they want that comfort. Yeah. Mm. They want to feel loved because the father was never there. Mm. And he always made promises that, and then, oh, sugar daddy, utia iPhone, and then sugar daddy, bah, the iPhone. Mm. She's going to stay with that sugar daddy because she never had a real dad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I apologize for triggering you.
It's okay. I like the fact that you said, if I'll call, don't. Because these kids are also so smart to say, like...
Rather say nothing than make a promise you can't keep.
Don't make promises.
Full stop.
Also, just arrive also and have that thing. Don't promise with Kitlautlela birthday cake. Mm. Just come with the birthday cake. Sure. We'll open the gate for you. You're not a stranger. Here's the birthday cake and...
Yeah, don't raise hopes and expectations.
Yeah, please.
Shut the fuck up until you can do it. Then do it. Just shh, though. Until then.
Mm.
Treat it like you do all the other things that you do.
Please.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until you can deliver.
Please.
Okay, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
I love chatting to you.
Oh, no. Let's have a part two.
No, maybe we must once a week just meet and have like an IG live and just chat.
Sure.
Talk about stuff and stuff and catch up.
Let's do that.
You know what I mean?
Let's do that.
I think let's do that.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd love that.
If you'd like to see that, please comment at the bottom there and tell us, yeah, guys, please do once a week. Let's just chat about life and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Where can we catch you doing what, when? Even just in jail on social media.
Yeah, find me on social media. I am on Instagram and TikTok as Buhlemendalomda. I'm not on X because, it's not for me.
As you can tell, she's got X issues already.
He doesn't qualify as an X. 14 years, X key last week.
X until you die.
Never.
Dog, until you die.
It's X if you're married. You'll find me...
Okay, the donor.
He said it. That's what he said. Yes, Buhlemendalomda. When is this airing? Today?
In a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be on my socials. You'll see where we are.
Where are you when? Just give us the dates so that we
29
can...
November, I'm at Durban.
Okay.
17 December, I'm at Sebokeng.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest you'll find.
What day of the week is the 17th?
I'm not sure.
Because I want to be
just
there.
I just deal with dates. I'm not too sure if it's a Monday or what.
The 17th.
And every other thing, you'll find it on my social media platforms. I am available as Sis Getty for the gags.
Okay.
I'm available as Bees on the Couch if you want to see.
This is 17 December?
Yes.
Okay, so that is a Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, so hlangana lapho. Thank you so much.
I'll be there.
Please buy Hele.
Yeah.
And Kosi. And you can't listen to Hele and not listen to Kosi, just saying.
In which order?
Kosi and Hele.
Okay. Is there a thread between the two?
Is that... And a finish of a prayer.
So what's next then? A new prayer?
No, I'll tell you, they're going to steal my idea. Because you are watched by millions of people.
The thing is, they can steal your idea, but they can never execute it the way you would.
Okay, sharp. The next is Tamako. It is done.
Exactly. And you can steal ideas, but you'll never
steal
be
steal it.
You'll never
but you
be
won't
her.
Make it like me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Buhle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vitato.
Love you, respect you, appreciate you. And I want to see you fly as high as your wings will carry you. And when your wings fail you, we will give you our own wings.
Amago, bro.
You will fly,
that.
Dude. You will fly and keep flying.
Thank you for making my childhood, my teenagehood, and my adulthood.
You're welcome.
Tanda.
Guys, me are raised people, eh?
Nazo, okay.
You know how many generations of people I've raised
in
what I do? It's actually wild. Mm. And you know what's wildest? I'm now seeing a lot of people in their 40s partying all over again saying, I was listening to you on Y 20 years ago.
And now we're teaching our children your music.
But that's the wildest thing, that now they are at the parties. I'm like, my dude, your daughter might show up here. What are you doing here?
I am partying with my daughter. We are the kids of the Gen Zs. We are the parents of the Gen Zs.
I was at a prize giving at my daughter's school a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy that used to come to my gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And his 18-year-old daughter is now going clubbing. You know what I mean? I was like, dude, just don't come to any of my gigs because your dad used to come to my gigs. So please don't come to any of my gigs.
Oh, no, you're a legend. Please take it.
Dude.
With legendary hugs.
Absolutely.
Take it.
Busha, thank you.
Thank you, Busha.
And please keep flying. Ladies and gentlemen, the beauty of nature and all things Busha Bendalo.
Magio.
What a woman. That's what wow is. What a woman. Thank you for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, and stream her music, buy her music. Most importantly, buy the tickets, because that is where she makes money for Papa, for the children. Yes, you can spread her music there illegally, if that's what you're doing. But also please buy tickets to her performances. That's how artists make their money, so that they can make even more music for you and they can feed your souls and hopefully bring you peace. Till next week, coming to you from AMP Studios, downtown Johannesburg, we are part of the Africa Podcast Network. You can email waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Shout out to Trevor and the Pezulu Works team. They do all of the cinematography. If we look good, it's thanks to them. If we look bad, it's our fault. That's how it works in cinematography. Shout out to Otis the Flo Fraser for all of our imaging. Keleso Modisa Geng, our executive producer. And you, the most important ingredient. Till next week, have a wow week in spite of yourselves. We're out of here.